Numbers chapter 11. Here in verses 1 through 15, we have murmurings by the people of God that are originally quenched by the prayer of Moses, but then build up again in verses 4 through 15. Then we also have in verses 16 and following through the end of the chapter, God's promises slash threats to gratify both the people who are murmuring in verses 4 through 9, as well as Moses murmuring about the people murmuring. And so God is pleased to promise them and then to give them what He has promised or threatened. Now let us read God's Word from Numbers chapter 11. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and His anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. The people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. He called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. The children of Israel also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. And this manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof as the color of delium. The people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. When the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. The anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the suckling child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? When should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have not found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. The Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. And say thou unto the people, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt, therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days. But even a whole month, until it come out of your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, The people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And the Lord said unto Moses, Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took of the Spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto them, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. And Moses got him into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And all the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of God was kindled against the people. And the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. He called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted. And the people journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavah unto Hazeroth and abode at Hazeroth. Thus ends the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Just a few comments on these verses. First, in verses 1 through 15, we see first the murmurings quenched by the prayer of Moses. The people sinned, they complained. We see God resented that. He was displeased. He was angered. He sent judgment. But then in verse 2, Moses cries to God, and the plague is stayed. But then we see the people fretting again in verses 4 through 9. We see where the crime began in verse 4. It began with those that were of the mixed multitude, of the hanger-ons, of the followers of God's people, and yet not members of the tribe's adherents, so to speak. It began there, but then it spread to the people of God and those that were members of the tribes. We also see what the crime was. They lusted. They murmured. They magnified what they had in Egypt. If you consider the diet they had in Egypt there, melons, leeks, onions, garlic, you could imagine that really doesn't seem like a feast, and it wasn't to them then. But now they were romanticizing about what they had in the past. They were thinking about the good old days. They really weren't very good at all. But it reminds us much of how we are, doesn't it, in our murmuring. They were also very sick of God's good provision of the manna. The manna was as oil. What it means is it was very fresh. It wasn't dry. It was very tasty, but it was the same thing. They wanted something different. They desired flesh, and they distrusted the goodness of God. They said, who will give us flesh to eat? They have doubts that God's going to provide them rich provision ultimately. And then we see in verses 10 through 15, Moses fretting. He was displeased. Now it says, he complains. He says, why don't you kill me? He's contemplating death here. He's burned out. He's worn out of the people. And he doesn't fully appreciate the place that God had given him in the economy to be the leader of God's people. And so he waffled in his strength at this point. He had a right to be displeased with the sin of the people, and yet he took it to himself, and you see that he was displeased with God at some level for bringing this to pass in providence. But we see that God then gives a provision for Moses. I think what we see is the provision for Moses is a promise. He gives him 70 elders. The 70 elders had already been separated. This is the Sanhedrin, or the Supreme Court of the people of God. But here it looks like they're separated to have the spirit of Moses upon them. And then we see them prophesy. You know, we see Saul in 1 Samuel when he becomes king, then having the gift of prophecy. And so we also see these two individuals who apparently, it says, were of the 70. They were two of the 70 called to be there, and then they're holding a little tent meeting by themselves. And so Matthew Henry brings out that what they were doing wasn't right in itself, but what Moses is most concerned about is the anger and the behavior that's handled towards them. His desire was, and it appears that eventually they came within the fold and acted within the rest of the 68 and of the 70 and became part of the 70. But he was concerned about that spirit that was upon the people for the prophesying that they were doing apart from the other 68 elders. But then we see the provision made for the people. He gives them flesh to eat, quails. It says 2 cubits high from one side of the camp to the other that they were gathering for days. He gave them plenty of meat, not for one day, not for five. He says for 30 days. But he gives it to them, and then he brings his judgment upon them. And we find the name of the place related to the fact that it was the grave of the lusters, is what that word literally means. It becomes the place that's a memorial to the sin of God's people in the land that they were traveling in the wilderness.